Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. The numbers are staggering. Over 70% of Gen Z and millennials are viewing pornography on a regular basis. The numbers for older groups aren't much better. 55% of Gen X and 44% of boomers are also regularly consuming porn. This is a cultural crisis, but today we'll provide hope and help. Stay with us. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Karlaitis, your host, and I'm so glad that you're joining us today on the Moms for America podcast. Every week, every episode, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. Well, on to today's program. Since the year 2000, the Covenant Eyes Company has existed to help people overcome internet pornography and to be restored and transformed. Karen Potter is a marketing director for Covenant Eyes, and she hosts the Covenant Eyes podcast. She also has 25 years of experience in K-12 education, serving at-risk youth. Well, welcome, Karen, to the Moms for America podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Well, first of all, I'd love to get to know everybody. Are you a mom? What's your tribe like over there?
Yes. So my tribe is actually, we have two children, my husband and I. We've been married for 26 years, so it's been a while. Our children are both grown now, so they are in young adulthood, as we like to call it. And our daughter, who was married back in 2020, actually gave us our first grandchild. So now I am a mama bear and a grandmother bear, I guess. So I'm super excited.
I would not guess that you were a grandmama, but
thank you.
Yeah, so young. But how fun. I heard that's the best thing ever.
It really is. Yeah, it's amazing. But it also, you know, really just kind of invigorates me even more to, you know, start fighting even harder with the culture war that we're in.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, it's something when it's our kids and then you see your kids having kids and then having to protect them. It's like you're protecting that next generation all over again. Absolutely. And I think we've figured it out on the first wave. So now the second wave, we really are determined warriors here. So thank you. This is a tough subject to talk about because I don't know if this is something everybody just really, this is not a discussion you have in your living room or having coffee with a friend, but it is hugely a part of our society. When we think about pornography, we think about adults consuming it. And I think back in the day, that's where everybody was at. You had to get a magazine or you had to go out of your way to find it. But now it's right down to our youngest children are becoming addicted to pornography because of this phone and the internet. And it's just so accessible. It's tough for our kids right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Technology is really fueling our children being exposed at younger and younger ages. We're hearing stories of children as young as 3, 5, 7 being exposed to hardcore pornography. So it's quite devastating. And the impacts on a child when they're exposed to something like that can be long lasting and really impact the trajectory of their adolescence into adulthood. So definitely something we want to talk about.
Yeah. Well, not that I don't listen to Billie's music, but Billie Eilish, she's a pop singer. And she came out just recently, I think it was last year, saying that she was heavily addicted to pornography at 11 years old and that it was so violent and abusive that it gave her nightmares. It destroyed her brain and it ruined her dating life. I mean, this is one celebrity, you know, now, and she's actually probably, I don't even know how old she is now, but kids now are even seeing this earlier, like you just said. It is destroying their brain and it is ruining, and it's ruining just even a prospect of marriage.
For sure. Yeah. And it's shaping their worldview and how they relate to the other sexes. So,
Yeah.
I mean, it's really hard because when you think about a child being exposed at 7, 8, or 9, when they head into adolescence and they start considering dating, I mean, they have
Ugh.
a completely skewed view of what is a proper relationship, what is appropriate. And that's where you're seeing violence against women. You're seeing just, lack of respect towards one another and so much more. And that's all because of the porn industry pushing this stuff in front of our children nonstop.
Yeah. Well, I know you've got a great answer for all this, and I think we want to talk about the problem at hand. So parents, I know that parents know that kids can get pornography on their phone, but I don't know if they know the extent of it. I don't know if they understand what's out there. I don't know if they understand how accessible it is, and how it is a violent culture of porn, like you said, and young women now feel like this is the, I guess this is the new norm. What are you seeing with this culture that's coming up and growing up in this and being addicted to this? And the other, I guess the other thing in the culture we're seeing is it's sometimes it's a part of movies. It's like, oh yeah, he's watching porn over there, and then they make a joke about it. Like the severity of it, I don't think we're talking about it as much as we need to, and how severe it is.
Yeah, for sure. So there was actually some new statistics that came out last year from the Barna Group that highlighted the viewership of pornography by generations. And I think I want to hit on this because I think it's really shocking. Gen
Yeah.
Z, so those are our younger generation that we're watching right now, 72% of them are viewing pornography, at least in some frequency, whether it's daily, monthly, weekly. That's pretty troubling.
72%.
72%. Yeah. And so,
Oh,
the
God.
best of us as parents, we like to believe that our child is not being exposed to that. But unfortunately, that's just not the case. We can put in all sorts of protections on devices, but often our young children are being exposed, whether it's at school. School buses are actually a very common place for people to be exposed because
Yeah.
other children have devices. And all they have to do is just say, look what I found. And before long, a child's interest is piqued and they're going to be checking things out for themselves. Millennials, which, they kind of were the first generation to really grow up with technology, they're viewing pornography at a rate of 76%. So those are our older children that are now moving into marriages. And we're seeing now it's not just men and that are struggling with pornography. The Barna Group actually dropped stats that showed 44% of women are struggling with pornography. So women are a new demographic that the porn industry is really targeting. So it's not just our young boys that have to be protected, it's also our young
Wow.
ladies. So, I mean, those stats are just really staggering. And as a mom and a grandma, I am just
Devastating.
devastated. Yeah, exactly. I mean, these are shocking.
How quickly does this addiction? Well, there's two things. Why is it so addictive? And basically, why is it so hard to break that? I've heard people talk about this at length, that it's just very hard to break this addiction.
Yeah, so they've studied the neurology behind pornography addiction, and it's actually a super dopamine hit that you get from pornography. So, very similar to something that you might see from drug use and other things, it's actually more
Right.
addictive than cocaine. And when they've watched the brain science on that, so you're getting a super dopamine hit. And then what happens is after you view pornography and you get all of these emotions and your chemicals are at elevated levels, you crash and you feel 10 times worse after viewing it. So young children whose, brains are not fully developed till they're 25 are getting this roller coaster ride of emotion and of chemical releases. And so the only thing that makes them feel better is to go back for more. And so that's how this addiction starts. And often it's, based on triggers in their lives. So feeling lonely or isolated or sadness, they seek comfort in something that's going to bring them that rush of dopamine that makes them feel better in the short term. So it's very easy for kids to get addicted to this stuff. And without parental guidance and someone talking to them about those things, it's really hard for them to withstand it because it's coming at them through social media and all the other ways on technology.
Right. Yeah, the new society, the new culture, the accessibility to the phone, just the hypersexualization of our entire culture is off the charts. I mean, if you can't even protect your young boys from it. literally. And then you, as a woman, you're faced with it. You've got to be in this hypersexualized world too. And all of the girls are trying to compete with this, and who's sexier and who's prettier. And then it's feeding this, I guess, an appetite, really, right?
Yeah, for sure. And the amount of time that our kids are spending on technology, that often gets overlooked, but 37% of teens spend more than 5 hours a day on their social media platforms. And then that number just, it continues to go up year after year. And all of these social media platforms, we forget they're not providing their services as a generous way of, showing us love and to help our kids. They're actually doing it to make money. They sell our children's data and our data. They make money by getting advertisers on that platform and by harvesting data. And the other thing is that they have their hooks into the porn industry. They're fueling customers over to OnlyFans and Pornhub and all the rest. So really, we just have to be very conscious of what our kids are doing online. And so as parents, we got to probably take a hard look at, how much time our kids spending on technology, because we've shown in different studies actually that in the Bible app, you're three clicks away from getting to porn. Now, that sounds shocking, but in the Bible app, there is a way to get to a browser through that. So even if you lock down a child's device and you only install the apps that you allow, there's a back door in a lot of these apps that give them access to the unfiltered internet. So we have to be extraordinarily careful where we're letting our teens and our young people spend time, and then also understanding those platforms and the weaknesses of each one.
Wow. Like you said, there's all these ways around it. And either the kids know it or the parents know it or they don't know it. And that's the whole thing about how do we protect our kids. Now, along with protecting our kids, we have to protect ourselves as adults too. I mean,
Absolutely.
the accountability factor in today's marriages. I mean, here's one thing I wanted to ask. I mean, back in the day, it used to be that the number one reason people would divorce was for finances. Now they're saying the number one reason that people are really divorcing is because of pornography, because that has become such a part of someone's marriage now. And you have to have this flat out discussion about what you're going to allow in your marriage. And by the grace of God, breaking an addiction that you may be coming into with it. Let's talk about that in the marriages, because I've got to struggle with my phone. And I got to make sure I know what I'm seeing with my eyes, my eyes. And this isn't just for kids, it's for kids and adults, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the Barna Group again did a study back in 2015 looking into Christians and how much pornography we're viewing as Christians. And that number was almost 7 out of 10 men. And at the time, it was 3 out of 10 women. So that's from 2015. So if we go back, to 2015, it was a different landscape. I think things have only increased and gotten worse since then. So, yeah, as Christians, we also, and as parents, we really need to look at what we're doing with our devices. And the sad reality is that a lot of good Christian homes, pornography is an epidemic inside that family. And our kids learn by what we do, and they see how we're using our devices. And even though they might not see you viewing pornography, they do have a good gauge on how much time you're spending on technology, and those statistics certainly are very impactful. So I think it's important that adults really seek out accountability, like you mentioned, put some guardrails in place. I work for Covenant Eyes, and that's certainly a tool that you can use to put guardrails in your life. And really, that's just there to help protect you, because the porn industry is trying desperately to destroy our families and our marriages, and we've got to do everything that's possible to protect them.
As I said to my boys and my husband and a couple of family discussions here, they hunt you down.
They
They
do.
know if you're male, they'll hunt you down. They know exactly what to do. They know exactly how to market it. They know exactly how to entice you in. How do we have discussions about this with either in our marriage or in our home here with our kids? What are some suggestions for us to bring this up?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it starts by having conversations with your children at really young ages. And I know that sounds really appalling because nobody wants to talk about pornography with their kids. But the way that you start that is there's a series of books out there called Good Pictures, Bad Pictures. And what it does is it allows you to start talking about
Yeah, I've heard
things
of
that are
this.
appropriate at certain ages. So for your younger kids, it's teaching them that their body is sacred and that no one should be touching that anywhere in the swimsuit area. And it's also teaching them that if they see something bad, that they can come and tell mommy and daddy, and they're not going to get in trouble, that we want to know those things. So it's equipping them at a young age to understand that. We're not going to dive too much into like grooming and people coming after our kids and predators, but that's another thing. Like, the reason we talk about these things is because a lot of times these predators and these people that are grooming our children will use pornography to lure them in, or send me a picture, or do this or that. As they get older, we really have to pivot that conversation to talking about pornography. You've got to have an open dialogue with your kids, and as uncomfortable as it may be, because if you're anything like me, my parents didn't talk to me about these things growing up. It wasn't such a big deal.
It wasn't in your
No,
home
no.
at access for everyone. Yes,
Yeah,
right.
but we have to just start having conversations. And as they get older, it just becomes more of a dialogue where you let your kids just openly talk to you. And one of the hardest parts is that you're going to have to learn to not be too shocked by what they tell you, because if you get that mom look on your face, they're going to know, oh wow, maybe that was too far. I shouldn't talk to mom about these things. And we want them to continue to talk to us. And we've actually got some discussion guides that are free on our website that parents can download that give you some ideas of how to start those conversations. Asking them about what they're watching, what their friends are doing, and just let them talk to you and be open, but also not to freak out if they tell you they've seen pornography. Because if we freak out, then your kids are definitely not going to come back and talk to you about it again. They're going to want you to show a little bit of compassion and understanding that, the porn industry is after your kids. And so, let them know, like, this industry is targeting you, and teach them how to fight back. Teach them how to say no, what to do if they're exposed to it, and then also not to have fear to talk about it if they have seen it, because we definitely don't want them getting lured in.
When we return, we'll talk about Karen's company, Covenant Eyes, and how they're an effective tool to break pornography addiction. Stay with us. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
You know, I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Then I found Tubu, a premium social app with an actual authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family, just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
All right, welcome back, moms. But before we continue with our interview with Karen Potter from Covenant Eyes, I'd like to go ahead and ask you to like, subscribe, and share our podcast. Obviously, we know this is a very important topic that many moms and parents will want to hear about for their kids and for their own, for their marriages. So please share this with the moms in your group. Also, if you have an idea or a topic that you would like us to discuss here on the podcast, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net? I would love to hear from you. And lastly, to all of our moms that are out there, if you're part of our movement, good, you should be. If you're not, would you please join us here at Moms for America? We are an incredible tribe of moms all across this country. We call ourselves the Ultimate Support Group. We're moms just like you, uniting all across our country to fight for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. We have amazing resources and an amazing community for you. Check us out at momsforamerica.us. We are here to help you on your journey through motherhood. Let's talk about how to say no, how to combat this. You know, like I said, you guys have a great product here that will help. But at the end of the day, everyone has to be making these decisions on a conviction level.
Right.
Your child or your husband or your wife, whatever, you know, not your wife, but, you know, the wives, the husbands. I'm getting all confused there. No gender confusion here. But we all have to be right on with conviction in our hearts, in our minds, in our eyes, 100%. So how do we teach that to our kids? You said you had some advice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think firstly, it starts with, you know, building a strong biblical foundation in your home. I mean, the Bible is very clear about sexual sin. I mean, that is one thing that Jesus reminds us of all throughout the New Testament, you know, and certainly something that is mirrored in the Old Testament as well, is something that we have to be careful with. You can point to stories in the Bible of David and, you know, where he has gone astray, or even right. Samson. There's great illustrations in the Bible. So starting there is always a good place, and teaching kids the biblical worldview that honors other human beings. And when we and teaching them that when we view pornography, it really yes. is an assault to that person as a human being. We're not looking at them as a child of God. We're looking at them as some commodity to be used. And so it's really teaching our kids to have respect for other people right. in that way. So that's,
and you know, that's easy. That's a great point, Karen, that you're bringing up. When someone is viewing pornography, they are feeding the monster.
Yes.
That creates those young people to be abused, and that woman to be sexually abused and assaulted, and all, you're creating the market that feeds this. And I think once they start thinking of that, it's not harmless. It's not once removed. You are the paying customer, for lack of a better term.
Correct. Yeah. And even teaching them about trafficking and exposing them to what goes on in human trafficking and sex trafficking. I mean, that will break the heart of any Christian to see what is done to children and to young adults in that industry. So tying it back to those social issues where kids can actually see how this is a real human being on the other side. And often those people are not doing it out of free will. They're doing it because they're being coerced, or, you know, they were lured into this industry and now they're trapped. And so I think putting a human face on the porn industry, like, these people, you know, are often victims themselves. And a lot of the pornography that's online, frankly, it's just people that are being trafficked, and that's not a free will. So I think that's another tip to use with your families. But the other thing is really just mirroring good behavior ourselves and teaching our kids that technology has a place, but it also doesn't have a place, you know, 24/7 in their lives, and that the things that we view with our eyes, that, you know, that goes to our heart, and we really need to protect our minds and our heart and our soul from this, because it's evil. I mean, at the end of the day, this is evil stuff, and it's even illegal. It's just our government doesn't enforce the laws that are already on the books. So, I mean, we can also go down that road. If you have a very legalistic child, you know, you can let them know that porn is actually not allowed to be distributed. I mean, there is a federal law that prevents the distribution of obscene material. For some reason, right. during the Reagan-Bush presidencies, the Department of Justice chose not to enforce it anymore. So, I mean, there's already a law for that. So technically, people participating with this are already breaking the law. So, I mean, there's another angle that might be appealing to children, just to say, you know, this is actually illegal.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that you brought up the spiritual side to this, because that's really the foundation of our morals, of our values, is what Christ would call us to do. And for Covenant Eyes, they're the company that you're with. Job 31:1 says, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully on a woman. Let's talk about the beginnings of your company, that scripture verse, and what you're making available and the importance of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So our founder started the company really with that verse in mind. That's actually plastered on the wall at our corporate headquarters. He actually started the company when he had two young teen boys, and they had just got the internet piped into their home, the old dial-up. And the minute it came in, he realized This is a great opportunity. There's many things that are good about the internet, but there are some very deep, dark things that can also have access to our children. And so he had a passion to protect his own family. And in doing that, he started our company as a way to minister and to help others because every parent out there is looking for a way to get support when it comes to technology. We cannot do technology with our children alone. Like there's no way to stay up on all the apps that are coming out and the video games and the movies. We have to do this collectively as a community. And so Covenant Eyes really just exists to support parents with a tool that can be leveraged as a teaching and growing tool. You install it on all your devices, and it helps provide those guardrails and blocking to some of that inappropriate content. But it's not enough because technology is outpacing us. Deep fakes and AI are really changing the landscape out there. I was in a
What
web.
are deep fakes? Hold on a second.
Yeah, so that's where basically someone could take, let's say, an image of someone's face and put it onto a body of someone else, and it would look like that person is participating in pornography or sent a nude picture. And
Oh,
so you can imagine the sexting and the bullying that can happen to our children in schools. And often this is happening, and parents have no idea. Sexting is actually the new dating, according to some of our people that work with teens quite frequently. So many kids, I think the number was over 70% of kids have seen a sext or had a sext sent to them, or someone has asked them for a sext, which is basically a nude picture that someone would send, and the blackmail that happens after something like that occurs. So deep fakes only make it worse because now there's no way to tell is that actually a real image or a fake image. And then AI is also creating images that are not real people, they're fake, but it's still pornography, trying to skirt around some of the obscenity laws, and it's becoming very problematic, and parents need to stay in tune to that.
Can you imagine a society that you have to peel this onion back so many levels to just figure out what is actually going on? You can see how it's so confusing. One, for adults to protect and guide their kids because there's so many avenues, and then for children to be like, okay, this is really fake, but it's not fake, and this is somebody with, like a fake person, and then they just destroy someone's reputation at school. I mean, this has gotten so out of hand. Lord Jesus, help us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, as a mom who's gone through raising two children through high school and watching technology's impacts on my family, and now as a grandma, I am convinced, and this is not a popular stance, but I'm convinced that the longer you can keep technology out of the hands of your children, the better. There's a group, I believe you had them on your show, the Wait for Eight. Yeah, that is a movement I strongly support because honestly, our children's brains are not fully developed. And to hand them these devices when they're not capable of reasoning through, the things that are being put in front of them, I really just think it's not a great idea. So I'm not anti-technology, but I am anti-technology for children under eighth grade because I just don't believe it has a place. And I think that we need to do more as parents to protect our kids.
Well, we kept the phones away until they went into high school, and then we went in with all of the conditions, and you had to have it up, but surrendered at 8 o'clock. You had to have all the no tech, no social media, and we just really tried to do this. We were on top of it, but that still even there's all kinds of cracks. It can't be
Absolutely.
perfect with your kids, but really, I think the other thing I say to parents is start hard. Be very like, you're not going to get a phone until you're 16. Whatever you decide to do, just go hard. And then you can always back up as a parent. But if you say to them, oh, well, maybe third grade, they're going to get it from you in first grade. And I do believe that that is just the root of it all. And you got to figure out how to work around it. What about the phones, just like the burner phones, and just there's these other phones that you can use now too that look just like an iPhone, but they're not. There are some really good options out there in dealing with screen time. We've done multiple shows on this. This becomes an albatross in your home. Like your phone becomes a reward or a punishment, or your game becomes a reward or a punishment. And we're not even talking about pornography, but we're just talking about the stronghold of technology.
Absolutely. Yeah, technology is definitely a challenge for parents, every way you look at it. And to stay up on all the different avenues, the video gaming, the apps, all the things. I mean, it's impossible, you know.
Yeah.
And we haven't, I mean, we're not talking today at all about predators and all of that, but every single one of these apps and these gaming devices have avenues where people have access to your children. I mean, we go to bed at night, we lock our doors and our windows to protect our
Yes.
family. We,
Good
you know,
point.
we thankfully, you know, have our Second Amendment rights. And so we all protect our households, but inside our house is the Trojan horse. It's these devices. They are in our children's bedrooms. They're floating around our house. And at any time, the world has access to our kids. We have to do better as parents. We're just going to have to be a little anti-cultural and, you know,
Right.
wait longer. And then also, you know, like you've done, put parameters around when they can be used. They should never be in a children's bedroom.
No.
That's like what the number one place where children stumble on pornography. So absolutely no.
So let's talk about this. Is this an app? Tell us about how we get Covenant Eyes on our phone, our computer, and how does that work?
Yeah, so you can go to our website at covenanteyes.com, or you can go to the app stores. It's available there. But basically, you purchase the app and you download it onto all your family's devices, mom, dad, the kids, everybody. You can set up different levels. So if for the children you want the filtering and the accountability reporting, you can set that up. And for the adults, maybe you just want accountability and no filtering option. That's allowable. You can set up the parameters for each individual user. There's no limit on how many devices or users you can have. It's as simple as that. And once it's installed, it just operates in the background and provides you an extra layer of protection. So that way, you know, while your children are out there on the internet surfing or in different platforms, the app itself will run in the background and it'll capture screenshots of activity. So you see the good and the bad, and then it can block the content that is not allowed if you have the blocking turned on as well. So it does both. And the accountability reporting is
Yeah,
great.
tell me that. What is
Yeah.
the accountability reporting?
So that is my favorite part, because what you do with that is each day you either get an email report or you can just view the activity live in the Victory app. And basically, it gives you a snapshot of what your child was doing online. And the way that this kind of works, at least it did for us when our kids were in high school, is that it showed me the good things and the bad things. If there were any things that were labeled as questionable, or if it did block something, it would notify me so I could talk to them about that, or hopefully they would talk to me first. But then it also showed me the good things. So I could see that they were, you know, interested in gardening, or they were looking up a new hobby. And so I could also bring those up in conversation, just like, hey, I was looking at your accountability report. It looks like you were interested in, you know, this. Like, let's talk about that. Is that something you want to get involved in? So it's a great opportunity to have real conversations and not just on the bad stuff, because we need to encourage them when they're doing good things online as well.
Right.
We want to teach them. It's like, you know, teaching them to drive a car. You teach them, you know, all the ways to do it. And then when they make a mistake, you coach them out of that. So
Yeah.
that's really what it's all about, is coaching them so that they can be adults and use the internet wisely.
Yeah. Well, some closing. I love that. I love the app. I love the accountability. I love all that. And again, parents, moms, dads, husbands, and wives, we have to be accountable to one another. And we really have to figure out what we are doing with this technology in our home and in our kids' lives, because it is a part of everything. So having these safeguards and options is so great. What's some closing words of advice to the moms that are listening right now? Just mom to mom, grandma to grandma, about how to have these discussions, or really, I guess, get in on this world of pornography with their kids and discuss this with them.
Yeah. Well, the first thing is that, you know,
Because it's
we,
awkward, right?
yeah,
It's
it is. It
awkward.
is awkward. Yeah. No, the first thing is that, you know, we serve a great and mighty God, and He is
Amen.
amazing and gives us the strength to do this, because this is a challenge. We are in a spiritual battle against the technology industry. I mean, they're coming at us from all fronts, but, you know, rest assured that the Lord is, you know, with us, and that He will give us strength. The next thing I would say is that, you know, you do have to be engaged. changed. Technology is not something that you can be passive with. You're going to have to learn and grow yourself.
That's good
You're going to
advice.
have filters. You're going to have some sort of tools and guardrails. And you do need a technology plan in your family. So make sure that you put in the effort that's required. And if you're not willing to put in the effort, then don't give your children technology until you're ready and they're ready, because it really is a
That's
slippery
really good
slope.
advice. A technology plan. Look at that. Never had to worry about such things, but you're so right. That really wraps it up. You have to figure out what you're doing in your home, and you've got to get trained up and girded up as well. And boy, it is a fight. And I'm telling you, Satan is just, he's just trying to grab our children and destroy their little hearts and their minds and destroy our marriages. But you know what? We're not going to let that happen.
That's
We are
right.
not going to let that happen.
Yes.
So we're on to it, and we're going to fight against it. Thank you to Covenant Eyes for being a beacon here, being a light, and giving us hope to fight back against this crazy, insane, like you said, it's criminal, it's satanic.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share the message. And for parents out there, if you're looking for any free tools, resources, we have ebooks. We have lots and lots of information to help you, and it's all free on our website. So please check it out.
And that website again was?
It's covenanteyes.com.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you guys and keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks. Well, again, special thanks to Covenant Eyes. Thanks, Karen, for joining us today. And again, moms, please share this podcast so we can get this message out. Talk about hope, talk about healing, talk about a great option for us in today's culture dealing with pornography. Also, moms, I do want to invite you to stop by momsforamerica.us. I mentioned this at the beginning of the program. Sign up for our newsletter. This is how you get all of our information, our incredible blogs, which is extremely important topics for moms just like you, and also our upcoming events. I'll also let you know about our podcasts, our resources, everything that we have on our website. Again, you just go there. How to become a member? You just go and sign up for our newsletter at momsforamerica.us. Check out all of our programs there. We do have everything from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress. Moms for America is here to support you. We know how difficult it is in today's world, raising our kids, fighting against the culture, raising patriotic kids that love God, love family, love country. So please check us out at momsforamerica.com. Also, this is how we do it, moms. It's us. Let's keep changing our country one home at a time. And I will see you next week. Thanks so much. God bless. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and TUVU. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.